Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, I hope I'm on the air. We're having a lot of technical difficulties for some reason. You hear bleed back, you hear a bam, well, I can't help that, but there might be bleed back. I tell you what, a lot of things going on this evening, this afternoon, and I tell you what, I guess the devil's raging. I don't know. There's a lot of things happening up here at my land. I can't go into it on the internet, but I have contacted the police about it. And some funny things are going on over here. There's a camp over here by me, and I won't say no more than that, but I ain't worried about them, but I tell you what, the people, well, I'm going to shut up. Anyways, I'm Brother Wally, and we're on the air. Don't even know how we got on tonight because they got the time messed up somehow. I don't know if my time's going to change or what, but we got to figure this all out. My clock's totally wrong. It shows me I have an hour and 30 minutes. I usually go on at 7 to 9. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. It could shut off. I don't know if it's there. They redone the broadcast. They could be messing with it. The the big brothers out there, you know, could be following. I don't know. They're probably watching and following, listening. So ain't no telling what's going on. But I ain't worried about it either way. And if they are listening and if they are following, I hope they get saved if they can. So, anyways, I'm Brother Walter Langford, and coming to you live on this Thursday evening. I'm praying we're going out. I can hear me on my phone, my other phone, but like I said, we got a lot going on here. I don't know what's going on. They're trying to redo the broadcast thing. I've missed 2 weeks. I think it's been 2 weeks. Almost missed tonight. Don't know why they're doing this, you know, how it is, but I got to contact Brother Brandon this weekend or something to find out what's going on if they did change the time. Because it throws me off, and I hadn't heard nothing about it, so I don't know what's going on. So, but I praise God I'm on the air. The Lord let me get on the air. I prayed, and I said, well, God, I guess you don't want me on the air anymore. And it worked out to where I'm on here, so I praise the Lord Jehovah God for that. And like I said, a lot going on today. I didn't see it, but then right after it happened, there was a wreck over here in a little old town by this gas station that I sit at sometimes. I thought about that. Man, they had no idea in their mind driving down that road, and the information is not clear on what happened, but from what I heard and understand, there's a possibility of them not paying attention. Could have been texting. I'm not sure yet. But either way, they had no idea that today they were going to hit head-on with another person. And they lifelighted one of them out of there. They had a head-on collision, and they lifelighted one of them. And they had started an IV in them way before they got them out of the car. They had to use the jaws of life to get her out or him. I'm not even sure if it's a man or a woman that was in that. I understood it was a woman, but I'm not clear on it. But I started thinking about things like that. They had no idea that today they were going to get head on with each other. And they could go out to eternity. Amen. That other woman, that there's a passenger in the car, I'm not sure what happened to them. But the driver of the other car, I know that he had to... she was bleeding and on her head and everything. So, but neither one of them, if there were three of them, they had no idea that was going to happen to them today. See, we never know what's going to happen to us. We don't know what today holds in store. We don't know what tomorrow holds in store. We made it through yesterday. But today, there's no guarantee that we're ever going to take another breath. There's no guarantee that we won't have a wreck ourselves. We can fall off a ladder. Amen. We can fall off a ladder. We can step off the porch and fall flat on our face. And that'd be the end of our life, man. Or to put us in the hospital for a long time and put us flat on our back. I just wonder how many people are really, 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 really ready to meet God. Amen. I wonder how many of you out there tonight, amen, that will listen to me. Amen, or turn this on, and you feel like, I'm talking about people out there that ain't saved. I'm talking to you tonight. When people archive this message, amen, how many of you out there tonight really know that you're going to stand before God, and God is going to allow you to go into heaven? A lot of people talk about being saved. A lot of people talk about Jesus. A lot of people talk about God and trying to do good. In one breath, but out of the other breath, they're cussing God, they're cussing everybody else. They're filthy mouth. They lost food. They can care less about. And people don't want to hear that. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Everybody gets to go. Because after all, it's my family. That's my family. And if you ain't going to tell me my family went to hell, I got news for you. I got people in my family that went to hell when they died. They never talked about Jesus. They never witnessed about Jesus. They never prayed to Jesus. Never live like hell, run like hell, smell like hell, talk like hell. I don't have a problem with saying my family went to hell, some of my family went to hell. I thank God in His Word. I take it in faith, faith. If God said by the fruit you shall know them, I look at my the fruit of my family. You'll not get saved until God draws you. When God draws you, you'll get saved. You're not going to the child, I believe, to 99.99% of the time, God is not going to deal with you on your deathbed. You don't get saved when you want to. You get saved when God deals with you. We've got all kinds of things going on. The title of my message tonight is Damned. And I put it out there, and I want people to see that. I put you unwillingly ignorant. God is God. I believe that there's going to be a time that God will not. And mark my words, that God will turn His back. And it could be now. People are willingly ignorant. They're willingly turning back on God. And go to hell when they die. And God turns them over to you. We don't want to face the truth about the Word of God. We want all the good things. And they're all good. But we don't want what you call the negative things of God. God is a consuming fire. We don't want to hear that. Now, God is a God of love. No, God is a God of a consuming fire. And God is angry with the wicked every day. He's not happy with them. God is angry with the wicked every day. That's like these verses. I've been thinking about them. I've been praying, asking God how to bring this out, and I can't help it right now. It's just like, you know, I watched a video of Charles Spurgeon. It's a documentary that the Lord let me see. I've read a lot of things that he's written. As far as like on the internet, because some brothers of mine, I read them what they said. I like what he said, but I got a documentary, amen, on him, and he said it there. And then, and I heard another preacher say after I watched the documentary, I thought it was amazing because they both said the same thing. It's like this. I don't want to have to preach what I preach sometimes, but I have to. I don't want to say the things that I have to say, or that I say, but I have to. Because I'm going to stand before God. I see a nation, I see the church is full of hell, and preachers won't preach. I went to church Sunday. I was invited to go. I'll never go back. Never. The Spirit of God wasn't there. They don't even preach out of a Bible. I won't go to a church and don't preach out of a Bible. It quenches my spirit. It quenches God's spirit. That God ain't form of God, but they deny the power. When women shout, tell you to go to church, dressed up decent, the name of God, all the animals are turning to all the women doing all the glory, and it's all the women in the church are raising their hands. It's all the women. Inside the church, man, always mouthing off, always got something to say. And yet they tell you to get 1 Corinthians chapter 14 right. God said, be quiet. God said for a woman to be silent in the church, period, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like that, you got a problem with God. Women and men have been trying to change the Word of God, but God said, he's changing his mind. God has never changed let me read my verse here. Ooh, I bless the holy name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I bless you, my Father. Lord, I glorify you, God. I didn't expect this right now, but God, I praise you, my Father. I glorify Jesus. I thank God I'm saved, Lord. And Lord, you said obedience is better than sacrifice. I have to obey God. Amen. No matter if I got to walk alone and by myself, I have to honor God. I have to obey God. You're not twisting my arm, but I, in my heart, God, I want peace with God. And for me to have peace with God, I've got to do it God's way. And God's way or no way. If you don't like to do it God's way, you ain't doing it right. But I praise you tonight, God. I bless you, my Father. I thank you so much, God, for loving me. I pray for your help and your guidance tonight, Lord. I pray for your words to flow from me freely, God. I pray that the Holy Ghost of God will give me total liberty. I pray, God, that you let me preach like the wind on fire. And then let me shut up when I'm supposed to shut up. I bless you, God. Isaiah 12:2 says, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Now, that's what I stand on. Amen. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. And I glorify him tonight, my God, our God, my God, I glorify him. Amen. But I got the reason and I got the thinking, and I don't know if that's good for a preacher or not, but I can't help it. That's my mind. That's the way I think, amen. Because that's the way God calls it. But I said America, not just America. I'm talking about people. Damn, we don't believe the Bible. We cannot accept God's word. We try to change God's word. Preachers try to simplify it. Preachers try to change it. Turn down that burden you. Turn that saw when God cuts you with a sword. And the sword is the word of God. And when God cuts you, pour that saw in there. It don't feel good. But I tell you what, if a healing lays in vain, I tell you what, if you keep praying, God cuts you, pour the saw in you, and it'll get better. All you got to do is accept God and his word. I've been talking to some fellas, amen, around here. We talk about the Bible all the time. And I got to thinking about these things before I talked to this one brother. And I've been working on it, amen, and looking at it. And God's been burning in my heart. I said, go back. I'm going to preach out of Jeremiah. And, I'm going to try to bring a few things out of 1 Samuel. Amen. I tell you what, amen, I tell you, it made me think. I saw some things, amen, yesterday that I never saw before. In this verse, I'm going to read here in a minute. And people always use it as an argumentable verse, and it didn't dawn on me until what I read. And I might be wrong, I might not be reading it right. That's just like the verse in the New Testament. We can't even get this right. Listen to me. The church is so messed up. Now, what are you going to do when God tells you to shut up and quit praying for people? What? Well, you're in the New Testament. It says to pray for your enemies. Yes, it does. Pray for those that despise you. It sure does. Amen. Tell a country or nations or turn them back to pray on God. God ain't going to have you praying for them. He told Jeremiah several times during the book of Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, don't you pray for these people. He said, I won't hear your prayer, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was sanctified and called by God before he came out of his mother's womb. But God spoke to Jeremiah. And God told Jeremiah, don't pray for these people. He said, I'm going to pray you, you are an enemy. And I'm going to destroy them and come back like his child. God destroyed Shiloh because of the wicked sin that Shiloh was committing. And no doubt, maybe Jeremiah's time is hard to pray for, but God said, don't you pray for them. And you tell them when they pray, God will not hear their prayers. He told Jeremiah that. what Jeremiah did? He didn't pray for him. Did he say that? No, but I believe that's what he, I believe he honored God. He didn't pray for him. And there's a verse in where I was trying to get to, even in the New Testament, how we do not. And I know the Bible said, even in 2 Timothy chapter 4, when he says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears because of the lust of their own hearts. And God did tell us to preach the word. But you know what? In the Bible it says, in the gospel, it says there's so many preachers that always run to the gospel and say, well, I don't like the gospel. Said, but I just don't understand you preachers. But I'm being honest with you. I don't understand you Christians. But you keep going down there and you're taking the pearl that God gave to you. You understand what I'm saying? You're taking out there on the street and you're taking that pearl and giving it to the sidelines and the lesbians and the mom-ups and all these people that hate God. And we ought to preach the word. We're to preach sound doctrine. He's talking to the church. But he said, don't take the power I give to you and give it to the sign. The Bible said in the gospel, he said, I walk into the house and pray that the peace of God be on that house. But when you come out and they do not accept the peace of God, he said, you take the peace of God off that house and that down. He said, wipe the very dust of your feet from that house and that city. He said, get it off your feet from that house. And he said, wipe the dust of that city. We got too many preachers, man, that ain't doing God's will. You're taking the power of God. And you're giving it to people that don't want it. The swine is what God calls it. And people don't like that when God calls them swine. I'm talking about lost people. You can tell the difference. I've been out there blowing up. I've been on the street blowing up. I can tell you who's a blasphemer of the Holy Ghost are. I can tell you who's a swine. And I can tell you, the ones that are standing there and want to hear from God, that they really want something different in their life. I can tell you, the ones that are, that God said, having a form of God, is but they deny the power thereof. And people ain't going to like it when God starts telling them what to do. Preachers ain't going to like it because God's going to start telling you what to do and God's going to start telling you what to preach. And when you don't preach it right, God's going to tell you to keep your mouth going. You're a disgrace to God. You don't preach the truth. That's why our church is a full of hell. That's why we have people inside of our country now full of hell. Because that's what you want. And I'm going to show it to you here in a minute. Like I said, people can't even get the gospel down. When God said don't go in there, when God said if they don't listen to you, wipe the dust of your feet, you don't do that. They don't. You keep going back to the same place. They don't care. If I don't freak God out, you don't go. It'll be a blessing because God said don't go back when they don't want me. You hear what I'm saying? I'm sure you do. My whole neighborhood probably hears what I'm saying. I'm going to show you something. This really grabbed me. I mean, man, I tell you what. It's all got to do with the same thing, too. How people say, I'll put it out this way, and then see how it all turns out. But this is a verse that people just haven't gone back and read. And you don't think God would reject somebody? You think everybody's going to heaven? I got news for you. You're wrong. See if I find the verse I'm looking for now. Okay. What am I at here? I got all kinds of pens and papers. 1 Samuel 16. Verse 7. Now I want you to catch this now. And if I'm reading this verse wrong, I hear this verse all the time when people are trying to run around in their nakedness. When people are trying to justify themselves and run around naked on the beaches, run around naked in the shorts and halter tops, men run around in their panties and stuff out there, whatever you want to call them, in their nudes, their nakedness, their ungodliness. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about people calling themselves Christians. They love God. And all the people that have learned all these words from the church. This is what you always hear. It says, and let me read the first part, and then I'm gonna show you what it says. This is what they say. I'll leave the first part off, and then I'll go back to it. How's that sound? Thank you. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And how many of y'all heard that? Raise your hand. How many of y'all raise your hand on the radio? How many of you have ever heard that? I've found these liberal preachers. I have found these compromising Christians because they kind of justify what they're doing. They got to find something to make them feel okay in their sin. They don't follow what God said. I want to start, unless I'm reading this wrong. But that's what man says. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart, and that's what God said. He does do that. Man does look at the outward appearance. But you know what's amazing? That man looks at it this way. If it's negative, you're saying something about them, that's the way God knows my heart. God knows my heart. He don't look at the outside. He looks at the inside. And then the preacher don't say that. Well, yeah, but the Bible says that God says that man's heart is desperately wicked. Oh, we forgot about that verse. We forgot about it. No, you want to hide it. You're living in a preacher hides this kind of verses. Because he don't want to rock the boat. He don't want to tip your ball over. He wants your money. He wants your attention. More than he wants to tell you the truth. Bible says in the New Testament, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to preach what God said in his word. We ought to preach the whole counsel of God. Now, God does look at the heart. He does, and listen, because even back, listen to me, and I'll get into this in a minute. I praise you, Lord. I praise you so much, God. Y'all might not be getting anything out of this, but I'm loving it. Now, I'm going to go back, start in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 again. I want you to catch this, okay? That's why I put down then. You are willfully ignorant. God is fed up. And God himself. It said something that I think is totally shocking, going to be totally shocking to the church. And see, well, hey, most, even in the New Testament, you preach about them, not all of you, but a bunch of you, you overlook the verses that need to be preached on. Or you preach on tithing in church membership. Yes, you do. You might certainly be there too, honey. Because you got to have that money. And you want the church to take this so you can tell. Oh, we had 100 people today in church. But they didn't have God. But God wasn't there. But their pocketbook and their person was there for a little short while. That's kind of like, I don't want to run rabbits. I don't this one pastor was at his church a couple weeks ago. That church was packed out to the max. And then it thrilled his heart so much, he said, I can't believe, look at all these people here today. And he got out and he was happy. Until he found Pokemon. And then when he found Pokemon, 99.99% of them got up and walked out. In the church. This really happens. So God does look at the heart. You're so right. He, hey man, I love it when you say that. God looked at the heart and then on the outside. On the outside. Only my back was good, but on the inside they were looking for Pokemon. And see, that's negative. We don't dare talk negative in America anymore because it's not politically correct. Because of Obama, that wicked devil, president, says not to be talking like that. And the government's so wrapped up in sin, in lies and bigotry. That's not politically correct. So we've got to be touched up because they're going to come to us and they're going to, because they don't like stuff like that. They don't like anybody exposing their sin. That's what I'm saying. They're damned. The churches are damned. What? I'm going to show you. Anybody, and just about everybody. I believe there was only 1% of saved people in America. Just in America, 1%. I used to say 5. I used to say 10. But boom, 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 I got down and said, wait a minute. And God said, I'm the man who looks at the outward. So I quit looking at the outward. And I said, well, from their heart. The Bible said, but what's in your heart will manifest itself. Right? Amazing. Isn't that amazing how God answers your questions all the time? How God answers your lies and how God comes against everything that you're trying to justify yourself with? Isn't that amazing that my God would do that? Because from the heart, But whatsoever is in a man's heart, that's what he do, right? And that's what the Bible says. So people, they go out and go to church and everything, or even don't even go to church and they profess to know Jesus, and they live like hell, hey, man. God don't look at God looks at the heart, man. God don't look at the outward appearance. Say you lost your place? Nope. Hadn't lost it. Damn. So damn. And people ain't gonna like what I'm gonna say here a little bit about that. They're damn. They're gonna be damn. They're not gonna get saved. They're gonna be damn. And we're pretty close to that. Well, yeah, I have to see something. I'll get into that in a minute, but I want to finish this first. I want you to see this. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab, and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Woo! Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Surely he's a man of God. Surely she's a sister of God. Surely she's got to be. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Did you read that word that y'all been quoting all these years? The first part of it? Can I read that one more time? But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature. Don't look at it, amen. Don't be. He looked like a preacher. He looked like a Christian. He walked like a Christian. He talked like a Christian. He goes to church like a Christian. Oh, my goodness. Judas, in your life, when there's things wrong in your family's life, when there's things wrong in your friend's life, when you've got problems all around you, and you know something ain't right, you get to praying. And God manifests them. God brings them to the light. He always has for me. I've been dead on. Amen. I praise God. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you because I have always went to God and say, God, whatever it is, I pray, God, that you manifest it and bring it to the light. Amen. Even if it hurts me, God, I want you to manifest it and bring it to the light as soon as you can, God. And I promise you, God always has. But the Lord said he refused him. Because God, listen, for the Lord did not, as man said. For man looketh on the outward appearance. But the Lord looketh on the heart, the people kind of use this verse. They cut just that little piece out to try to justify their nakedness and their panty wearing out there on the beaches and the lust and the greed and all the garbage. Yes, you do. I'm preaching what God said to preach. Preachers don't preach anymore. Preachers don't preach. I heard one of the best sermons the other night. Right, hey, my brother of mine gave me his pastor. Preached on hell the other night. I tell you what, I'm going to try to play it one night if I figure out how to get it loaded up here on this radio broadcast. Get all the buzz worked out now after they and upgraded this thing somehow and everything and threw everything off. And I'm surprised I'm even on here tonight. I praise God that I am. I really do. I might have to change my time, you know, which is fine. Hour and a half is okay with me, too. Between 8 and 9:30 is what the thing showed. And I contacted the brother that let me be on here. So anyway, we get it all worked out, Lord. When that man preached on hell, I tell you what. Hey, you talk about anointing preacher, that preacher preached. Now, he preached the book. But the Lord, he said, I refuse him. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God sees your heart, you're right. He does. But he might have refused you. Why? Because your heart ain't right. Huh? From the heart, confession is made. From the heart, you profess Christ. From the heart, you ask God to save. From your heart. From your heart. When God did, when you get saved, from your heart, you follow God. 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee. And he was talking, listen, when somebody said, he rejected you from being king, but it's the same principle. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. God wouldn't let him be king because he didn't do it God's way. Now, I want to show you something else. I want to show you something that this is God's going to do it. Now, he rejected him, right? Because I believe some of being in sin and witchcraft, he refused him. Huh? He saw his heart. His heart was desperately wicked, so is man. The Bible said that man's heart is desperately wicked. Huh? You understand what I'm saying? I do, Brother Hall. I'm still here. Right now, this very minute. Now we beseech you, brethren. Like I said last time, my friend, I did preach a couple weeks ago, but I ain't even talked about it. I always get myself in because I'm not holding back anymore. There's people that I know, man, that just got, they really believe that God put a woman in a pulpit, and you can't, you know, the Bible says a man be ignorant, let him be ignorant still. So if you want to be ignorant about it, just be ignorant, man. You can't, hey, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I have no power at all like God. I have power and authority over the devil, but God has power. He can make them see, but he don't make anybody do anything. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Now you hear that, don't you? The day of Christ is at hand. I believe it's at hand. I really do. I believe it's so at hand. I'm telling you, I believe it is so at hand. And I'm not going to say that there's some things in here that I wonder about. You know, and when it says, when he's explaining something, and people are telling me we're not going to be here, but yet God is speaking from his word and saying, well, when you see these things, or when you see these things, or who in the world is he talking to? He's talking to lost people because lost people don't see it. So that means we're here. You understand? I'll get into it. That you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come. You understand me? That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, I want to know something. I've asked preachers this. I've got some friends of mine. I've asked them, and they're like, well, you know, Wally, I've always wondered about that myself. Was Judas the son of perdition that God was talking about right here? Or is there going to be another son of perdition? I don't know. I'm just being honest with you. But I know what I've read. The Bible says that Judas was a son of perdition. Now it says here, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a follower away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He's got to be revealed. Well, Jesus called Judas the son of perdition. So that means that we're out of demon. Guess what? We've been in it for a little while now. But if it wasn't, then it's still coming. That means there are two sons of perdition then, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. He's going to exalt himself above all that is called God, for that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, I believe that's Satan, right? Now, Satan hasn't been revealed yet. Even though, you hear what I'm saying, as far as bringing him out and being revealed, he is the son of perdition. I don't know, I'm just saying. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? Jesus is talking to them afterwards. For the mystery of iniquity shall already work. Only he who now is will end. Until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the righteousness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all. Now, you hear that?
Do you think it's Satan? Now, here, I don't think it is. That might be, he said, after the working of Satan. Well, you can't do understand, man. There's things that are coming out. When you read, just getting down to what I'm trying to get. Even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now, you got to have the tongue. You got to have all these signs and wonders, or you ain't God.
Really?
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They did not receive it. You understand? They did not want God. They were swine. Some of their nose up at God, just like in the Sodomite parade. They're swine. Just that all these porno shops and the strip joints and everything that says the hell is God. You might not like that, but I've been around long enough, amen. I don't care what you like, amen. I tell you, that's what they say. I could get deeper and it's more perverted, but I ain't going to. That's deep enough for me just saying that. How perverted man is. How nasty and vile. Man, women are. Women are the worst today. No worse than men. They're vile. They're nasty. They're filthy talking. Filthy gestures. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, it is in their parents because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They didn't receive it. So what happens? This is God now. Remember that. And for this cause, because they did not want to receive it. And for this cause, God shall send in strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And you know why it's so amazing? I'll camp here for a minute. I watched a video. Was it on the radio? Let me think a minute. We'll get it right. It was a video because I seen that sick old Hillary hit her sister. And I can't stand to look at it. I can't stand to look at your president either. He's nasty and vile, too. But listen, she lies all the time. She lies. She's such a liar. And you know what? The Democrats that follow her, you're a liar with her. You're so dumb. Your sheep headed for the slaughter. Don't even realize it. Man, they're wolves. You can't be a sheep. You don't love Jesus. I believe 99.99.99, if there's such a thing, and then 0.5%, maybe in the Democratic Party, maybe, might know the Lord. But how can you go and vote for someone that hates God, loves to kill babies, no matter how old they are? They lie, she lies, and has the whole thing. It's a fact that the whole world knows. The whole world knows. And the people that are supposed to be investigated, they know. But they are off the hook. Because they're all liars. They're all crooks. They're all thieves. They're all murderers. They're wicked. Huh? And they listen to her, and they would rather believe a lie than the truth. They know what she's saying is a lie. They know it. They would rather believe a lie than the truth. They are willingly injured. They push the truth aside and want to believe a lie. So God, listen to me, this was God now, the God that created us, the God that we preach about, people get saved, the God that said he loves us, the God that said he's going to destroy his whole world. The God amazing to me that God is going to send them, and he has sent this convolution. Now that they get saved, they won't get saved. They're damned. They got no hope. You understand what I'm saying? Just like back in Jeremiah, man, God gave Shadow and all of the other people a chance. They had a chance to pray to him. They had a chance to get right. And you know what? They didn't do it. They had the prophet ran and early and preached it to them and telling them to get right. But they didn't do it. And so God had to tell Jeremiah, said, Jeremiah, don't you pray for these people. I know, Jeremiah. I know how you feel, Jeremiah. I know how you feel, my brother. I know how you feel. Inside, you got compassion. You don't want anybody to go to hell. No, neither do I. But I had God tell me, don't pray for them. And I don't care if you like that. I don't pray for them. The people that God has told me not to pray for, I don't pray for them. And God has said, I won't hear their prayers and I won't hear yours. Why? Because I've already cut them off. God said they are listening to a lie. They want that lie. So I have sent this false delusion that they may be damned. What? What it says. Because they would rather believe a lie than the truth. They're damned. Because they didn't want to believe the truth. Because they had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he calls you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the truth. You hear me? Stand fast and hold the tradition which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, God, even the young Father, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, two identities which have loved us and have given. He has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. What did God say? And for this God cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness, that they all might be saved, that they all might be loved, that they all might get the love. No, he says up here in the verse before, he says, listen to me again, listen to what he says, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs of land, wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They didn't want it, so God sent them strong delusion, and God sent them strong delusion today. You hear what I'm saying? God has tried to tell them. God has tried to bless America. God has tried to open up the eyes of these people today. When they prophets and preachers rise and early, even in America, preaching the word. And America could care less. America's getting so, the churches are sick. Church, I'm talking about church. I hate to call them a church. But the Lord even says, stand in the gate of the Lord's house, which is called by my name. You're calling it God's house. They got two churches down in Florida, man. Don't tell me God's anywhere near that place. Don't tell me God said to pray for them, wicked reprobates. For these that are willing and ignorant. Willfully ignorant. Willfully. They willfully ignore God. When you accept the true love of God to be saved, your life changes. You become a new creature. You become free. You become clean and holy. You dress right. You walk right. You talk right. You start reading your Bible. You start praying. You start witnessing. You start living a holy and righteous life. Amen. You stay away from the bar. You stay away from the whore. You hear me? You stay away from the drugs. You stay away from the alcohol. You stay away from the porno shops. You hear what I'm saying? That's what true salvation does. Well, you know, he went to church. He got baptized. And, you know, I know he's got a few flaws. He's got a few problems. And he just a young baby Christ. And, you know, you just can't overlook some things. Well, God don't overlook anything. God's trying to overlook sin. If God overlooks sin, he's a liar. And because in the chapter 12 of Hebrews, God said he'll chasten those whom he loves. And I got news for you. I believe that. I said 99.99% of America is heading for hell because there's no chastisement. I truly believe it's time that God should see other people that profess to know Jesus Christ. If they profess to know Jesus Christ and they're living in sin, and God does not do something to them, they're lying. They are liars. The Bible said in 1 John, it said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you keep not my commandments, you are a liar, and the truth is not in you. Oh, that's what God said. I look at people's fruit. I watch fruit, man. I watch people's fruit. I watch it when it manifests itself. It will tell you if it says it's a peach tree and it produces a plum, they've been lying all along. Because God said in Hebrews chapter 12 that he will chasten those whom he loves as son. Now listen to me. There's a difference even in that chapter. If God is not your father, if you've never been saved, you are not a son of God. You're a son of Satan. You are a bastard is what God calls you. You are a bastard and not a son. But he chastens the son. He chastens those whom he loves. And he loves his sons. So if you are without chastisement, you're a bastard and not a son. That means you don't belong to God. It don't mean that you don't have a daddy. It means God's not your own daddy. All through life, man, we're taking these words that God's had in his word, and like a bastard, he's a bastard because he don't have a father. That's a total lie because he does have a father. He couldn't be here without a father. You understand what I'm saying? I figured he did. And for this cause, God should send him strong delusion. That they should believe a lie. That they should believe a lie. That the almighty damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. If that's not America in the churches of today, I don't know who it is. I'm telling you. I had a guy one time was down in Monroe, Louisiana, standing in front of a porno shop. And Jeremiah said the same thing. It blows me away. I read that several times over there in Jeremiah. And then one day it actually happened to my face. This guy comes driving out of that pornography shop, rolls his window down, and he said, I have been delivered to do these things. And God couldn't stand that guy. He'd never been delivered. He's a lost man going in there whoring around inside the whorehouse, amen, inside the portal shop, the whorehouse, amen, the whoremonger's house. That's what it is, it's a whoremonger's house. It's a whore's house. That's all it is, whores and whoremongers in that place. Perverts, bastards, blasphemers of the Holy Ghost, liars, pedophiles, wickedness, sodomites, lesbians, they fill that place. Yeah, I know. That ain't popular preacher, but I'm not a popular preacher. Especially when, you know, I've all my life since I've been preaching, I've always just tried to preach what God says to preach. I try not to holler as much anymore, but I do holler. I just can't help that, amen. Tonight, God bless me. He turned me loose, and I'm praising for it. But I see that America's not the church, people are damned. They want to believe the lies and the truth. So God says, you're damned. You understand? You are damned. You will never get saved. You are listening to it. You know what I'm talking to. I'm telling you, they're swine. They're swine. And God says, cast not your pearl before swine. I'm preaching right now to whoever that God will touch. I'm not trying to preach to the swine. I am preaching to those that God and the Holy Ghost of God can still reach. I don't run down to those sodomite parades. I've been to two of them, made me sick, disgusting, very foul, nasty, wicked people. Sickos. I know that's not politically correct. That's not nice. I don't care if you like that or not. I despise pedophiles. I despise them. The Bible says if you hurt one of these, listen to me, you ought to have a millstone tied around your neck and you should be cast into the sea. And now today in this wicked place we call America the Christian nation, that is a total joke, pew, on that. I just wonder how many of you people out there today that accept pedophilia. Because it's rampant just like everything else. When the perverts come out of the closet and target and all these other places and all these perverts that are running these places, said that just means going to the women's bathroom and everything, when you got pedophiles going in there, and now the pedophiles want their rights, the sodomites want their rights, the lesbians want their rights, the perverts want their rights, and it don't matter anymore. And they can't figure out what's going on. Then you got these perverts, Muslims, they come over to our country and all these other countries, and they rape women, and then they stone them to death, saying they're the ones that, no, I tell you what, you perverted bastards out there, listen to me, out there raping women and stuff like that, calling yourself a calling pervert. You are a pervert! You are a reprobate in the eyes of God! That's not a good about you! You don't serve a truly living God. You serve Satan. You understand me? Your God is Satan, my Lord. I mean it. You don't serve God. You don't serve the same God I do. You're a bunch of wicked reprobates. You're a bunch of unbeliever infidels. And you're going to go to hell, every last one of you, unless you repent of your wicked sin. Blame it on the women, man. You pervert bastards go out there and rape them. Then you turn around and stone them to death and say, they called. No, I tell you, if you're perverted, it's garbage mine. You cattle piss drinking reprobate. You got problems. You're nuts, man. You got problems when you go around drinking cattle piss. You're not normal. I don't give a rat's flip anymore. I don't care what you think. That's perverted. Everybody is in there. The Democrats, I call them Democrats. They want jihad. They want Sharia law. Well, I hope Hillary gets the first camel piss drink in her mouth, man. And then they tell her to put that garb on. She don't guess what? They're going to find out. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me. I hope to pray to God. I mean that God will give this country one more chance. I mean that. For a little while. It's going to flip flop anyway. It's going to turn upside down anyways. And I don't make no bones about it, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to vote for Trump. Amen. It's in my heart. God's burning in my heart. I know there probably ain't never been a true election for many, 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 many hundreds of years. I'm not for socialism. I like freedom. I like God. I like Jesus. I like the Holy Spirit. I love them. I like freedom, and the freedom only comes where the Spirit of the Lord is. The Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When you take God out of a nation, there's no liberty, and all you've got is total chaos and darkness. Darkness is coming. Jesus does not lie. He said, work while it's day, for the night time's coming. We are fixing to come into the night time. We are fixing to see night. Then our work is over. Yeah.
because God said he's going to send his strong delusions because they'd rather believe a lie than the truth. And God said that they might be damned. It's amazing. Don't you think it's amazing that God didn't say, well, that they might be saved? I do every time I read that. God didn't say that they might be loved. He showed them the love. But he said that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. See, it's not, it don't have nothing to do with all these Black Lives Matter garbage, all the KKK, Black Knights, and all these people calling this and that, doing all this garbage and stuff. It's a sin problem in America. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's right. That's why America seems to be turned into total chaos and darkness. Because it's wicked. Because they do not honor God anymore. They don't want God anymore. They don't need God anymore. We have, after all, we have, our barns are full. Hear ye not me, saith the Lord, will you not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet cannot, they cannot prevail, though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people have the revolting and rebellious heart. There it is, y'all. They are revolting at God. These people have a revolting heart. Revolting in God. These people have a rebellious heart. These people have a rebellious heart. God don't look at the outside. Man does. And God looks at the heart, and God said they have a rebellious heart. Just like today in the run back then, America is the same way. Neither. Say that. Listen to me, you people. Don't come on, now, don't lose me. Come on, now, you people. Don't let me. God, look at my heart. God, look at my heart. Yeah, God, thank you. I'm a rebellious heart. You still live in your same sin. You still dress naked. You still smoke your dope. You still drink your beer. You still chase the women. You have a rebellious heart. You don't do anything for God. But God, what you say, because you might go to church. Well, God knows my heart. God knows I love him. God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. First John, do you ever read your Bible? That's why I said, by your fruits, I can tell who you are. I don't need to be around you but a short time, and I can tell exactly who. Don't you judge me. The Bible doesn't say this is judge, not let ye be judged. Let ye be judged. So I judge you. I don't make no bones about that either. I tell you, I judge you. The Bible says the spiritual judges all things, and he himself is judge of no man. I'm a spiritual person. I will judge you. He judged me all the time. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, that you be judged, but they judge you. No, we don't. I can prove you do. You see that guy over there? He's a nice guy and everything. Even as you say, well, he's a nice guy right there. You just judged him. Now, I would say, well, that chick out there, he's a bad guy, man. He's a mean guy. Well, you couldn't judge that man. Oh, you see what I'm saying? If it's negative sounding, you don't like it. You should judge now, let you be judged. Then you start preaching about sin. You start preaching about drunkenness and whoring around and doping around and partying and whoring around and sex parties and all this. You said, who are you to judge me? Well, I didn't call your name. I've always said over the years, I heard it said a long time ago, and I keep saying it myself. You can throw a rock and attack a dog, or attack a wolf, whatever you want to, even attack a hog. Throw a rock in there, and when it gets hit, you're going to hear him go, rah! Huh? Yeah. That's what you do. Just not, make you be judged. Just not,
say, you hear what I'm saying? In their heart. Neither say they in their, neither say you in your heart. You're damned. You are willfully ignorant, and God is fed up with you. God is fed up with America. God is fed up with the churches in America. God is fed up with your psychedelic, smoke-filled churches. God's fed up with them. God's fed up with John Osteen. God's church is fed up with two young gays. I think the man's a sodomite myself. He tried to say that Jonathan and David were sodomites and Ruth and Naomi were lesbians. Had lesbians and affection for one another. I said, you're dumb as a box of rock man. In fact, the rock got more brains than you got two dumb gays. And I said, you tell it, I said it. Talk about he's for the sodomites now, the LGBT, he's standing with me. Yeah, because he's one of them. He tried to get up and preach the Bible. Tried to tell all these stupid stories and stuff, and yet he ain't got God on him. He's the devil. You're all being God fed up with you. He's fed up with your easy beliefs. You don't even have a believism. Carrying your plan of God, sticking your smiley face and all your reprobate stuff begging so you can have money and fly around in your big old jet. TBA, God's fed up with you. God's fed up with all your lies and all your garbage and all your money begging. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's fed up with you. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed wreaths of harvest. They don't even say that. Why? Because their heart is desperately wicked. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay waste. And he that set a snare, they set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of disease. Therefore they have become great and waxing rich. Oh, if it ain't talking about all these rich preachers, man, you got all that money on here. I tell you what, can you see them walking around a pair of sandals, man, and a tent in a sack all along? God, oh, that's not good enough for them, man. They got to have this big old Rolls Royce like Joel Osteen, and they got to have that Learjet, so they got to go all over the country. They got to sell all those books, and they say God gives to them, and God didn't give one thing to them. How could you say that? Well, if God has given a preacher a true word from heaven to write a book, don't you think God would say, give them away and let me test your faith money? These guys ain't got no faith, they're crooks, man. Turn your TV off, quit giving them money. Shame on you. You're taking God's money and giving it to the devil. I ain't making no friends tonight, am I? As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they over. This is where I see a lot of these preachers, man. Listen to me. I say everything that we wonder about is in the Bible. They are waxen fat. I'm in Jeremiah chapter 5 right now. They are waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy, do they not judge? Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Look out, America. Here it comes, honey. Here it comes. Huh? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so.
And what will ye do in the end thereof? The prophets, and they prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. What a shame. What a shame. It's a shame to God's people. The Bible says one of the last times they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. He said, from such turn away. Oh, wait a minute. When I thought we're supposed to run to them and embrace them and tolerate everything they do and love them. And, well, God said they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. They go to church. They dress nice. They have a Bible under their arm. They've got a form of godliness, but they deny the power. Their life has never been changed because the power has never been put into their life. They got a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They have no power. They deny it. They deny the power that Jesus would save them, that Jesus would clean them up, but they got a form of godliness. Now, they've been going to church, they've been a Methodist all their life. Their mom and daddy, their grandma, their grandpa, great grandma, great grandma, great 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 grandpa was a Methodist, and they're going to be a Methodist, and they're going to die a Methodist. Or Catholic, or Baptist, or Pentecostal, or Apostolic. But they never get saved. Many shall say in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name? We've done all these miracles in Jesus' name. And then God turns and looks at them and says, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you. God is sending strong delusion that you might be damned. I think that's so amazing that he didn't say that you might be saved. I really do. Does God want people saved? Sure. Do you really believe that God's going to tell us quit praying for people? Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. You think God, we be preaching? He said, preach the word, be in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, control with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers, having this because the lust of their own hearts, they will heap to themselves teachers, having it in ears. Like I'm doing now. I'm getting the word out the best I can. The devil fought me this week. The devil fought me the last 2 days. I prayerfully have been seeking God's face. I really want to be a fine preacher on here. I really want to be who God called me to be. I know it's going to cost me one day. I already know that. When I say certain things, I'm thinking, well, you know, the black sunglasses are going to show up, you know. And today we had an incident. Man had two Vietnamese come in my yard. Had no business being here. Trying to come up. My dogs, thank God I had my dogs because they warned me. And they're friends with the Muslims in my yard. And I got poster signs everywhere. They can understand me. They can read English. Don't give me this garbage that they, well, maybe they couldn't read English. They can read English. Try to tell me that they're hunting for mushrooms. Friend of mine said, that's not time to hunt mushrooms around here. But, I think they're liars myself. I just didn't trust them. They were going to keep coming up until I opened the door and I saw them. They took off and they went back the other way. I wasn't saying nothing about it yet because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going on. But don't tell me the Muslims are nice. They're not. That's a lie. That's a total lie. That is a lie from the media. That's a lie from the dark house up there. That's a lie from the Democrats. That is a total lie. I live by them. They are hateful people. Say what you want. I don't care. I know them. God is going to send strong delusion, and I believe he already is, that you all may be damned. You are willfully ignorant of God's word. You're willful. You don't want to hear it. These lying school systems are lying to you, teaching your kids to be perverts.
you sit back like you're just rock asleep, man, like you're in your own boat somewhere. I think it's why they want everybody on dope, man, so they can dumb everybody down. You just fall like sheep to the slaughter.
Just give me my candy, man. I'll follow me anywhere. I'll sell my soul out for a candy bar, man. Just give me a candy bar. Give me a check, man. Give me a phone and everything so I can sit my butt. Dude, I was being a lazy fat dude for nothing, slob. And, but I'm feeling good because they give me all this stuff.
You're a slothful person. I don't think you like that anymore. But anyways, don't know how it's all gonna turn out if I just spare y'all know what happened. And I wanna thank the Lord God in heaven for letting me, allowing me to be on the radio tonight. It kinda hurt me a little bit tonight, so I thought, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I said, I guess the Lord don't want me on here no more. And then kept pressing my heart to keep calling in on this number, and they kept telling me, and I said, well, I must have misunderstood the number. Like I said, I usually come on between 7 and 9, and I guess I'm going to be going on with 8 to 9:30 or whatever. Something like that. I don't know. The time's messed up. The whole time system, even on this thing here, is messed up. So, but anyways, I appreciate Kansas listening to us tonight. I appreciate them calling. Again, I appreciate them praying for me, and I mean that with all my heart. I love that family up there in Kansas. They've been my friends for a long time now, and they prayerfully pray for me, and stay in contact with me, and I praise the Lord for them. There's others out there listening. There's those in Arkansas that tune in. They come in the archives. There's other people. I mean, there's in Ohio. Different. They're all over the place. In this country, different states, I have people contact me on Facebook and let me know they're listening, you know, and everything. I praise God for those that do. I'm not anything, but I'm just trying to get the word out. And, so anyway, I'm going to play a song, and then if I got enough time, like I said, the time thing on here, something's not right about it, so I hope trying to get the bugs worked out by the time next Thursday comes. I'll tell you what, I praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for tonight. I do, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that sometimes we get to think of things, Lord. I feel like I'm a shipwreck, Lord, and I don't want to be. Lord, I needed this tonight. I really did, God, and I praise you for it. Father, I love you, God. I praise you to bless every saint of God tonight, wherever they may be, Lord. And God, I especially pray for the persecuted church, Lord. Lord, we're not getting it yet, but it's coming. I pray, dear God, for all of us, Lord, that have talked all these years and preached all these years strong. Lord, when it does come time, Lord, that we can, when they come for us, Lord, that we can preach the fire out of them, will they hear us, Lord, one more time. Lord, if they're coming to swing a sword and take our old heads off or whatever, God, may we open our mouth one more time. And dear God, just preach truth to them, Lord, and let them know we're going home. And their God is going to send them to hell. Their God has no burdens weighing on them. Their God has lied to them all these years. Their God is not their father. I have a father named Jehovah, the great I am. And I praise God tonight for that, Lord. I have a father. I have a brother named Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my friend. And I thank God for that. But, folks, I got to close. Like I said, their time on this thing is not correct. But, hey, may God bless every saint of God. That's Brother Wallace's prayer.